It's time for the Champions of Education on WEOL. It's brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital, self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. And today on our Champions of Education, we've got the pronouncer for the Lorain County Spelling Bee, Bruce Van Dyke, is in here joining us this morning. Bruce, how are you? Okay. Doing all right. A little nervous, though. Well, don't worry. I'm only going to ask questions that you know the answers to as best as possible. Well, thanks. So let's get to the spelling bee. It's going on tonight at Avon Middle School. This is the spelling bee open for 7th and 8th graders that are in public, private, parochial, even homeschools for those. And it's brought to you by the Chronicle-Telegram and the Lorain County Educational Service Center. Is that correct? Yeah, that is. That's correct. It's an event that you've been doing for, what, how many years now? How long have you been a pronouncer for that? I was trying to think, probably at least 2 decades, if not longer than that. I use the timeline of my daughter. She's now in her early 20s, and I think I started this a little bit before she was born. How is it that you were approached to be the pronouncer? Well, I was involved with the Educational Service Center Endowment at the time, and one of the women who was on that board as well was also involved with the spelling bee, and they already had somebody doing the main spelling bee, but that person was looking maybe to retire or not to do as many, because there's also not only the spelling bees for the 7th and 8th graders, but they also have them for the other younger grades as well. 3rd and 4th and 5th and 6th, though when I first started, they had me do the pronouncing for the younger kids, which I thought was fine because then it kind of gets me getting used to the procedures on doing that before we get up to the big level of the 7th and 8th graders, and you get all those big words that you have to know how to pronounce. Well, speaking of that, how is it that you come up to know how to pronounce all these words that you're given? What's that like? Well, usually what happens is I get a list of words from the organizers for the bee. They get them from Scripps. Scripps is the National Spelling Bee organization, and they kind of have the long list of words that you use for the certain age level and the grades that are appropriate for them. So words they maybe would know within their own studies, plus the ones in their study guide. So they kind of have an access to, here are all the words that you could possibly be given. And then they come up with the list that we run through. And they divide it into different rounds. Usually the first round of words are ones that are probably more, I don't want to say simple, but easier for them to know. It's kind of the first round where you kind of get a chance to learn the procedure if you're a speller. Because if you're the speller, I mean, you're going to be nervous as all heck getting ready for that. How about you? Are you ever nervous as a pronouncer? Yeah, I would say so. Usually it's just the week before getting those words and making sure I have the right notes and how to pronounce them. I'll go through the list and, you know, kind of just read it by sight, pronounce the word as I know it. Though some words you have to double check. They do have the special pronouncing, you know, language symbols that you find in the dictionary. And I have a key that I kind of refer to, so I always kind of go back to certain symbols and know that it's the A sound in banana or the long E or the short E, like in habit or duchess, things like that. These are words that I kind of reference. And then I kind of make my own sort of phonetic spelling, things that I want to make sure in case I kind of, yeah, we'll get caught. Because one of the keys when you're doing pronouncing is make sure you get the right emphasis. You know, where is the accent in that word? Some words you'd think the accent would be up front, but it's somewhere in the middle, which sort of changes the word that you normally would pronounce. We're talking today with Bruce Van Dyke. He's the Spelling Bee pronouncer, also at the Spelling Bee that's going on tonight at Avon Middle School. So what do you do with the kids? How much interaction do you have with them before the bee? Well, usually what I end up doing is coming into the room where they're sitting nervously waiting. They all have their little tags on with the number that they've been giving, the placard for what number they are, where they get to sit. And I come in and just to talk to them so they can hear my voice, kind of know what it sounds like. It'll be slightly different because when we do it in the actual bee, I have a microphone. But I tell them, look, I'm there to get the word to you so you can pronounce it correctly. So I say the word, like if I had this, and this is always an example for that. So let's say the word is particular. So I'll say, Megan, your word is particular. Then I rate it in a sentence. There was a particular reason that you overslept today. And then I say the word again, particular. So I'll say the word three times, and then I use it in a sentence, and then I say it again. So they get to hear it three times. And then it's their turn then to say the word again. So they'll say it back. If I believe that they are saying it the same, I kind of nod or encourage them to start spelling. If I think that they have pronounced it differently than what I'm pronouncing, especially when you get to the end of the word, whether I'm ending in an S or an ED or er sound or something, I will say the word again. And we go in a back and forth. So as long as I keep saying the word, they'll say it back until we think that we've come to an agreement. Because the reason is I want to make sure, and the judges too, that they have the right word to spell. It's tough enough to spell the word, but if you're pronouncing it differently, it might think it's a different word, especially when we get into the later rounds when they might be unfamiliar with the word. And all they have going for it is the pronunciation of it and kind of thinking how do words, letters mix together. And they'll also at that point sometimes ask, you know, what part of speech is it? What's the origin? That's always helpful too, to know, is it a German word? Did it come from French? Is it Latin? That gives them a sense of, okay, these are the words and how in those languages, how the letters play with each other. So that's very helpful for them as well. Do you ever get nervous for the kids? Yeah, a lot of times I do. Sometimes if they misspell a word, I sometimes feel as though I'm somewhat responsible in a sense. Maybe I could have pronounced it better, I guess is sometimes the thought that you have. It's interesting to see the students that come. We're talking about the 7th and 8th graders, and they all have different ways of pronouncing, of spelling words. Some of them will casually come up there and think in their head, and then they just kind of go and line up the letters. Other ones, you'll see them have sort of a rhythmic way of doing it. They've taken larger words and divide them up into the syllables or maybe into three different sections, and they have kind of a very rhythmic way of doing it, which helps them spell. Obviously, probably to remember the words. So it's interesting to see how the different ones. And sometimes the first time through, I get a sense of thinking, and I don't play favorites, but you sort of think, oh, that person's really, you know, got a good way to get through it. This other person maybe is a little too fast. And we always try to tell them, remember to take your time because you don't want your tongues to get ahead of your brain. And what you can sometimes do is just suddenly, it's like when you're typing, you get one letter in front of the other. They have to keep the order. They can start over again and respell, but they have to keep the order that they're spelling the word. So if they get a letter mixed up right off the bat, it's kind of, you know, it's a little heartbreaking because they kind of have to sort of then finish out the string and, you know, you have to tell them that they spelled it wrong. And they kind of knew that right after the second letter came out of their mouth. So we always try to tell them to, you know, speak clearly, take your time, take a deep breath, relax on it, though. So once you get a winner in the spelling bee, where do they go from here? Well, this is the spelling bee that then gets them to the National Spelling Bee in June. And this year, according to the notes I received from the Scripps, the National Spelling Bee, they have a new television home. You know, this kind of thing showed up on ESPN, one of the ESPNs on occasion. This time around, it'll air live on ION and Bounce. Do you remember any of the winning words that you've had to pronounce in the past? I knew you were going to ask me something like that, so I had to look back up on some of the articles that the Chronicle has written in the past. And I think it was last year, the word was epistolary and alluviate, I think was another one that was in there. Another previous year, not so complicated, one of the winning words, or at least near that final round, was kuchen. There's always a lot of interesting food names that kind of show up, different ethnic foods, and that's always fun to see. And zinnia, I think, was another one of those, the flower. So the words come from, you know, all sorts of different places. Sometimes the winning words, you know, one that we don't really use too often. Other ones, it's more common. And the key sometimes is, you know, longer words are not always more difficult to spell because sometimes you can figure out with the different syllables how things fit together. The tough words are sometimes those one-syllable words, like scone. Words where you're like, scone, and then you're like, what's making those sounds? So it's good that the kids get to practice. They have all sorts of different tools to get the right spelling. What about you as a pronouncer? How do you kind of figure out the correct pronunciation? Well, as I mentioned, we do have the ones that have the actual sort of dictionary symbols that let you know and too, but there's many different sites now, as well as things from Scripps where they can provide audio examples. Being in radio, I'm about a lot of times how I hear things rather than how I'm reading things to see it. So that's very helpful. So I'll double back on listening to how different dictionary sites are pronouncing the words. Sometimes there's multiple pronunciations, and I kind of have to make a note of that because if someone asks me, are there any alternate pronunciations? In which case, if there are, I will be able to give them to it. Because some words are, there's a common way they pronounce it, then there's sort of like a technical way, and maybe it's used in one word, it's pronounced this way and somewhere else. So we try to give them, as I said before, the best chance to spell the word correctly, so as many opportunities or clues as to what's the pronunciation and then best way to figure out how to spell it. So, well, we know you're going to be busy tonight. We appreciate your time today to getting us insight into what happens at the annual Spelling Bee. Again, it's going on tonight at Avon Middle School, 6 o'clock tonight. Wishing all those 7th and 8th graders good luck in the Educational Service Center Chronicle-Telegram Spelling Bee tonight. Thanks. I enjoyed my time here, most of it. Our champion of education today, Bruce Van Dyke, the pronouncer for the Lorain County Spelling Bee. It's brought to you by Norton Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization. Norton Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day.